Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Meg, what phone call was you finishing? Shoulder reduction? You gonna go ahead and get it?
Shut up, Tahir. You're the only person who eats salad that looked like meat, but you said it was salad.
Redo.
That came out.
Let's start. Tahir,
you're the only one that eat meat-shaped salads.
That wasn't no better, but I'm gonna tell you what I see.
Let's start next Monday.
Meg,
let's just try again next Monday.
Not let up. You can't give Meg no room to be juggernaut with them shoulders. You got to jump on her and hold on tight.
Show us your meat-shaped lettuce to hear.
What is that? What are you eating?
You know he's eating.
It's a chicken salad.
It ain't no salad.
What?
What is it? Let's see what it is. Show us.
It's a chicken salad. Here,
chicken salad is not one of the salads that you could say is a salad. I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
They're going to get y'all one of these.
What is it? Let me see. It ain't no. Is it anything on there that's healthy?
It's a chicken salad.
Or is it a chicken sandwich? Here?
I don't will trust you. I don't trust nothing you say out your mouth.
What do you mean?
Are you for real trying to eat better and eat healthy?
No, yeah.
Don't show us the fork.
Why would you
show us
the fork?
And then you
lick
the.
Hated that so much.
That was disgusting.
I had a hot dog cut up with mayonnaise. That's.
Hey, what if that was really what the meal was? It was just a bunch of forks dipped in ranch. He had like a bunch of them, like French fries.
You just got different sauces and different.
That's his way of cutting back. Like, yeah, this is the final bite of many meals.
It's the Sterling diet.
What am I in Adventure Time? What kind of shit you think going on in this house, man?
Just eating condiments, man.
A diet that you hear is a spoonful of pudding. Like, that's all I had was a spoonful of pudding. I am on a diet. You hear me?
Portion control, baby. It's all about portion control. You know what I'm talking about? Uzu, where were you at this weekend?
You said what?
Where were you at this weekend?
Oh, this weekend? Where were we this weekend? Shit. We were in...
Damn, it's Monday morning.
Listen, we got in last night. I'm super tired. We was in Austin, Texas, Midland, Texas. They were so fucking dope. They were amazing. The week before, we were in Tulsa, and I got to actually go to Transformation Church, and there was a woman there who recognized me from Squadcast, and she ended up praying for me afterwards. So thank you.
Because of Squadcast, she prayed for you?
She saw me on Squadcast. I was trying to be all church and holy, you know.
If she's on Squadcast, her prayers don't even work. If she watched this shit, them little prayers.
Damn.
She said, I saw that episode where they said you had box titties. Come on in.
Let me pray those away.
We're going to pray the box out of those breasts. Come on.
Listen, man. I do got a titty fund thanks to you. So thank you. Appreciate that.
You have a what?
I got a titty fund. I'm going to give you some new titties.
How much you got in there?
Girl, like $75. I got a long way to go.
Okay. How much do new titties cost?
I think like 10 grand.
Five to 10, depending on what you...
I want good titties.
Where you go.
It depends on what you're trying to get to. Like, Farron's got a tuck. She got a raisin tuck, and hers was just 10.
I want a raisin tuck and a little fill, but not with, like...
She didn't do no fill. She just did a tuck. So
I just want them to take meat, like, from somewhere else and just put in my titties.
Do they do them in Panama?
Oh, the uppercut, girl. It's called an uppercut.
I would never get anything done in Panama. No.
It's not... That's not a good, like,
No, it's a third world country.
Yeah, that's how people die.
Don't people be getting them in the DR and stuff?
Yes, and then they die.
Oh, those are the bad ones?
Yes.
Where's good ass is that?
You supposed to go to Miami?
Yeah, Miami.
Miami, Beverly Hills. LA. I'll go there.
CP, where did you go get your eyes done at?
Same place you got your double D breast put in at.
No, both y'all. Both of y'all.
It's the same place that you did their consultation for your hip reduction. They gonna take your
I didn't want it to be funny.
Huh? It was a slow burn. Y'all got both jobs.
I tried to hold it as long as I could.
They gonna take some meat from your gums and put it on your fucking shoulders. We're gonna take this gum meat, we're gonna grind this gum meat up and make you a nugget that you can snack on while you wait.
Ew, not be snacking on your own body meat.
Hey, what if a nigga was so ugly he just wanted a conscious swap? He's just like, put me in another nigga. it's too much things to switch.
What if a nigga was so ugly he brought a puppy up there? Put me in this puppy, please. I don't need my body. Put me in this, please. Thank you.
That ain't nothing but Face Off. That's all that is.
Get on. What's the other movie with goddamn, what's that boy? Ryan Reynolds, where they was asleep.
Oh, Timeless or something like that?
Selfless, I think. Selfless.
Yeah, hold something on, like that. Yeah.
Hold on. What if you were so fucked up and you went to the consultation and it was, all right, so the good news is we can make you ugly. Now, we can get you to ugly. After that, you got to buy some new clothes. I don't know what else to do.
Get you to ugly? That's crazy. Where am I then?
Nigga started at hideous.
Hideous.
You fucked up. We can get you to regular ugly.
Regular ugly?
We can only describe what you are in Latin. in a dead language.
I believe the term is ill. The term of deal is what you are.
Alright, what's it? This is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic of the day. We got the original OG squad here. We got CP, Lulu Gonzalez, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, McClellan. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, fellas. Shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedroom. A little horizontal polka, if you know what I'm talking about. Listen up, all right? BlueChew.com, baby. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but they do it in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. Here's the kicker. You can take them at any time, day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part about all of this is that it's done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, all right? No awkward conversations in the waiting room. None of that type of stuff, all right? No waiting in line at the pharmacy, nothing. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. You could be missing out on some of the best sex of your entire life. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather go 24 hours with being rich versus 24 hours where the laws don't count for you?
Well, how rich is rich?
Rich is like you can buy anything you want.
Do I get to keep it after them 24 hours?
You get to keep it after the 24 hours.
What? How much? That doesn't make sense. You got to get rid of it. That's not fair.
No, you can't.
Because wait, how much I'm saying, you,
listen.
You have to get rid of it. It's only for 24 hours.
If you can, if laws don't matter for you for 24 hours, you can kill somebody. That person's not coming back after that 24 hours.
Oh, okay. So then the law doesn't apply even after the 24 hours.
No,
it doesn't. So you can't get arrested. You don't get to get charged
or arrested. Nope. Oh, okay.
Then, oh,
okay,
easy. Wait. Is this like something that's just sprung on us? Like, make a decision now, or do we have like some prep time before this 24 hours?
It sprung on you the day before. You got probably around 6 p.m.
This ain't the purge, Pat. I know what you're trying to plan out in the state room.
Well, no, hear me out. Because rich for 24 hours, you just got to buy stuff for 24 hours. Crime free for 24 hours. I don't want to kill anybody, but you could probably get rich in, like, you could probably use that 24 hours to get incredibly rich. And if you can't get charged afterwards.
I would go on a bank robbing spree using the police as a police escort to get me from bank to bank.
They're not going to help you just because you. They're still going to try to stop you.
No, the laws don't count.
Them laws don't count.
They're not going to help you, though.
I'm coming.
They're not going to stop you, but they're not going to help you. They don't mean, like, escort. Yeah, they're not going to help you.
So I can hire an Uber. I want every motherfucking thing.
Well, it's 2023. You can do wire fraud. You could just leave. You don't.
Right.
You don't have to.
You're doing way too much work. Bank robbery is work.
Okay, dude, just stay on your travel. Wait, y'all want to go on a robbing spree in a van with a bunch of bags with dollar signs on it?
Yes.
Banks don't even have cash like that. You're going to be leaving with like $3,000.
They still do have cash. Don't let them people fool you. They still got cash.
Banks do not. What, like a vault with a bunch of money like Scrooge McDuck?
Yes. What you think the tellers got in their stash? They don't got IOUs. Like, they got real cash in there.
I don't know. They be tripping when it's like, oh, you need what, $10,000? Oh, shit, let's call or paperwork. It's like,
they're just lazy.
I don't think banks have money like that. So
do you know how to do wire fraud?
That's why I needed the prep time.
But wire fraud ain't actual cash. It's like pretend cash. It's when you try to withdraw it that they have to, like, basically do the whole rob Peter pay. That's essentially what a bank is. Rob Peter, pay Paul. Right, you put your money in there to hold. They really doing all types of transactions.
What are you saying? Rob Peter, pay Paul.
You never heard of that? You
got rob Peter to pay Paul. Mm-hmm. It's from the Bible.
I don't know why y'all so surprised. He don't know what that is. It's just a saying that basically means you take it from this place.
I get
it. Giving it here. Oh, okay.
The phrase is pretty self-explanatory, but it's like the first time you hear it, it is mind blowing. Like, damn.
I haven't heard that in a long ass time. Rob Peter, was that a phrase when Rob and Peter and Paul were like around?
My mom used to say that. My mom used to say that when she was complaining about how broke she was. I'm out here trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. And you worried about, you know what I'm saying? All
right. So Peter was like the town punk. Like, you gotta rob that nigga to pay that nigga. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey, what if Paul was like, you better go rob Peter.
That's what I'm saying. He was like the mob boss.
That's how it started.
It's not my problem. Peter got it.
Phone ring.
I mean, you might want to kill somebody during this 24 hours. Though. I don't
who
know.
You want to kill, Lulu?
Who on your list?
I got a little list.
I gotta kill.
Why? What did these people do to you?
Shit.
Y'all ain't gotta kill this.
Y'all gotta kill. Y'all ain't living right.
Y'all are psychos.
Kill is a lot. You don't want to just beat them up.
Why do you need to take somebody's life? What? Okay, so maybe if they like, I get it. If they like abuse you or something, that makes sense. All right. I will not incriminate myself. All I will say is I'm choosing wire fraud.
Oh, so and you've done the PPP.
And I can take 24 hours and do one big transaction. Y'all over here doing bank robbery after bank robbery. You gotta go. I gotta go to the yacht store. I gotta go to the
and bank as soon as you transfer all that shit, the next day another genius gonna be like, we figured it out. We gonna transfer it back.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're coming with two strong ass set of handcuffs for those shoulders, and you are out of here.
Nope. Because I'm already, once this in, especially if it's cryptocurrency, once it's in my wallet, it's in my wallet. The blockchain says I own it, and then I'm going to turn it into probably a stable coin, which I don't see what I'm saying. I already know. I already know what I'm doing. I'm choosing.
I'm going to grab a couple of Rolexes.
Make stuff up
I'm
right now.
I'm going to Tiffany store. I'm going to go get.
Choosing crime.
Yeah, I'm getting all of that.
Oh, wait. You know, he's, wait. How rich is rich again?
You can buy whatever you want.
Unlimited.
You said.
Unlimited. Your card does not get declined. You can swipe as much as you want.
But our it disappears out of it disappears out of our. You basically said it disappears out of our bank account, but everything we buy stays, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could go return all that shit tomorrow.
Return the, what? Like clothes? Nah.
If I bought this Rolex, a yacht? Hey man, can I get this? Can I get 30 grand back, please? I don't like this Rolex.
Stocks, if you click the right settings, you could buy them right away. So you could basically just empty your bank account into all these crazy ass stocks, and those are technically things that you bought. You have all that shit the next day.
And yeah, then the market crashes, and what do you have?
Exactly.
You just, what, overnight?
Yeah, that shit happens.
Yes, Pat, that is actually has happened multiple times.
You know what I would do? Hold on, y'all. If I'm rich for 24 hours, right? I'm going to use my LLC or my company, and I'm going to invoice myself as the person for $50 billion. And then I'm going to pay said invoice to that company, and then I'm going to pay myself.
What would be the line item next to 50 billion? It says 50 billion. Like, what? How would you? What would be the service?
Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. I am paying myself back for $3,000 a breath for my whole life. Breath reimbursements.
The IRS gonna come for your ass.
They can come all they want to, because it's not illegal.
No, they can calculate how many times somebody breathes a day and then break it down and be like, actually, we only owe you $2.5 billion, and then take away all that shit away.
Hey. No, all you gotta do is put consulting.
Hey, we did the math.
You could just put consulting, CP, consulting on how to look straight and forward when your eyes are really big.
So, there you go. Or I throw a couple dollars in there for you, and it'd be how to crush a crew neck, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shoot. Wait for me or to hear.
22,000 times a day. Okay.
Did you guys do the math on breaths?
We breathe 22,000 times a day.
Because he could have sleep apnea, and then his breaths, he wouldn't have as many.
Meg, shut up. You just brought that up because I'm in here. Please.
No, I didn't. It's true. You be like,
I put you in the crew neck budget for a reason. Don't fuck this up, Roblox. Okay? Just relax.
14,600 days in 40 years.
Ooh, I would want to buy something like in some type of Major League Baseball, NFL. Like, let me get a percentage of a team.
Now you're thinking, Lou, that residual.
Yeah, but let me get 1% of the Yankees.
Buy the Pistons. Fuck. Yes, Lulu.
Yeah. Oh, I would buy some art, too.
Hold on. I'm waiting for Pat to do the math on my breaths, because I'm telling you, we're coming. Hey.
Pat over here got sidetracked. He's like, oh no, there's a new Zelda game coming out. What are you looking
at? I'm almost there. I almost got it.
Tears of the what's it called? Tears of the Wilderness.
Do math. Y'all know good and well. Pat do not know how to do this.
You should have did the math, man.
I should have. Oh my gosh. Why did I?
Yeah, you fucking liar.
Hey. Damn. Okay. CP, this is how pissed off you would be, okay? Remember, the invoice was for $50 billion.
Right.
He said, I want 3,000 per breath. 3,000 per breath. So there are 22,000 breaths in a day, okay?
Ooh. Okay.
There are 14,600 days. I clocked you at, I don't know how old you are. I clocked you 40, at 40.
But hold on. I clocked you at 40. It's okay. More than 14,000, ain't it?
14,600 days in 40 years, in 40 calendar years. It says 14,600 days. So that math together, and remember you said 3,000 per breath. Just that math together we only at about 320 million. Then that times three, you get paid just under $1 billion, $963 million.
That's still not bad though.
It's still not bad, though.
Still not bad, though.
So, but look, hold on.
You were trying to be ridiculous, and you really undersold yourself. Oh,
I should have charged more per breath. I should have charged.
No, so Big Eye Consulting is the way.
Look, hold on, hold on.
Big Eye Consulting.
I'm doing 300,000 a breath. Then.
No, it's too late. Go ahead and consult.
It's gonna be like it ain't worth it.
Hey, imagine Pat at the IRS with a Pikachu hat on, crunching the numbers. Like, we're gonna fucking melt this guy. He's fucking stupid.
Look at the hat
movement. I did the calculations.
The numbers wise.
I did the calculations, okay? You guys are wrong.
Let's put it to a vote. I know what I'm doing. I'm when I get the call though, I'm calling y'all and figure out what we should do as far as investment. Because I'm taking the money. I'm being rich for 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm gonna be rich for 24 hours.
I'm picking rich.
Meg still wanna get on the wire, huh? Yeah.
That's when we find out how much we don't know crime. We have 24 hours. We're just like, I stole some Cheetos.
Yeah, I'm gonna still be a criminal for 24 hours. I'm gonna buy all this stuff with this wire fraud money.
Okay, all right. Well, the majority is going with the rich for 24 hours, so that's what wins today. We're gonna jump right into the second topic right after this.
I hate trying to buy tickets at the last minute for an event that I'm trying to go to. It is super stressful, but luckily I found Game Time. Game Time is a super fast and easy way to buy and purchase tickets for sporting events, music, comedy, or a theater show near you. With super dope deals on last minute tickets and their best prices guaranteed, you can stop stressing over those tickets and just get hyped for the event that you're going to. Your boy just picked up some last minute Dodger tickets. You know I had to do it. The app is super easy to navigate. And I love how Game Time has flash deals on last minute tickets. Because that's what I do. I procrastinate. So I'm always looking for them last minute tickets. And a good deal. It's super easy to find tickets for the events that you're looking for. And they have images of the seats so you know exactly the section you're gonna be sitting in. They have the lowest prices guaranteed, event cancellation protection, and job loss protection. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. So that Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you happen to find some tickets in the same section and roll for less money, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. 110% of the difference. You can't beat that. It is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds. Just two taps and you're set. And these tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email and be like, well, where did I put it at? No, they send it directly to your phone. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code SQUAD, SQUADD, for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SQUAD, SQUADD, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Next topic we have, would you rather have a mansion underground versus a studio apartment in a really nice neighborhood? Now, this mansion underground is a full mansion. We're talking 15 rooms, 32 bathrooms, two kitchens. You have an underground pool.
But no windows.
You have an elevator in the house. You just have no windows.
Everything that sounds awesome.
That's
artificial life.
That sounds like the Batcave. I like that.
What's
the downside?
Is you never get any sunlight unless you leave.
That's fine.
You open up the windows.
I got an elevator to the outside.
What about earthquakes?
You're low enough to where like you're protected from earthquakes and you're protected from a nuclear blast.
And you can have that bed that if you get into an earthquake, it put you inside and protect you.
Yeah, I seen that too, Lou. I want that too.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's how I'm waiting.
Nobody could surprise you at your house. Nobody could just show up like I'm there. Like,
not to mention, I would design windows with cameras, right? Where I would put them like at different points, like up on the land area, where like I would have a projector for like fake windows where I could see outside. You know what I'm saying?
You know what'd be dope? If you did each window in like a different city or a different part of the country,
Look out
this window. This is my London window.
Yes.
This is my Jamaica window. Like you just see some dope shit.
Damn. Yes.
That would be dope.
That's tight.
There's no downside.
But what if it was like a studio apartment in like, you know, like one of the tropical locations, and you're like literally walk out to the beach. It's like so.
Like the Maldives,
Turks and Caicos.
Like yeah, it's like Maldives, Fiji, somewhere like that.
Man, but listen. You're basically where the Taco Bell workers of this society live at. Like that's not like, you know, no.
Let's explore that. If we put it in like Fiji or the Maldives or something like that, or the Jamaica, the cost of living is different, right? So you obviously can afford the apartment that you're staying in or wherever you're staying in. But also that it might just be limited to what else you can do. Like even if you were making more money, what else would you do? Because you don't want to go to the beach so long.
I know, but you can Airbnb that spot out because it's like the most amazing location and you can charge a premium.
That shit get old after a while. That's why it's a vacation spot. You ain't supposed to live there. You stay there for like 2 to 3 weeks and then you go on out the business.
You in the Maldives like, boring.
I go from, when I was in Bali, by like day 11, I was like, yeah, it's time to go.
That's a long ass time though.
I was there for 14 days.
That's a long time. And you were by yourself too, right?
Well, that's why, Lou. Change the location to somewhere like Jamaica.
That
where
shit was
fine,
tropical as fuck. With everything.
What was the men looking like in Bali?
I was on an Eat, Pray, Love journey. I wasn't thinking about that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you only had 11 days. Trust me.
What you think the men look like in Maldives?
Jamaica.
I've been to Jamaica, girl, and they rusty too.
Man, I would hate to be called crusty, but I think Rusty is up there too.
Rusty just seemed like you just eroded. Like, yeah, I take shower, man. I take shower. Just rest.
They all look like they still in the past. Like they haven't got the upgraded men.
Where was you at? They was not looking like that in Montego Bay. Okay,
girl, you married. You weren't supposed to be looking anyway.
My eyes work. What you mean?
That's your problem. See?
Everybody eyes work. Don't your eyes work, CP? But that's it.
Why? Right? Yeah, they tried to rope CP into it.
It's just your eyes. You can look.
Don't you? Hey.
I be looking, right, CP? You be looking?
We at all death don't be looking at shit. And as a matter of fact,
In this mansion, what's above us? Like, what's over our
dirt.
Mansion?
Dirt.
What city is it?
A mall.
You're so far down. Let's say.
It don't matter where you at. You just. Airport.
You're below just a metropolitan city. You're like toward the downtown area. So you don't have to really, you know.
Do you just have like a secret elevator down?
Yeah. You walk in.
What is this like? You live in a suburb. You underground Indianapolis. Okay, that's where you at.
Going to a Walmart bathroom that has like a secret, secret elevator.
That's the only thing is like, if you do have that, now the people that you take there, they know how to get to your place. Not necessarily they can get in because. If the whatever elevator that takes you all the way down still has to go through your front door, you don't have to let them through the front door, but they know how to get to your place now.
Nuh-uh. Bag over your head. This is like, what? Hell yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna let you fuck after you put a bag over their head.
That's the part. That's it. Gonna be like, damn, I gotta
That's
fuck
not
now.
True.
You better hey, bag over the head.
That's not true.
That's go to college, gonna buddy.
Like, hey, what go kind of shit you niggas on, bro?
They gonna be right. Like, Lulu, interesting, man. Shorty put a bag on my head, and next thing I know,
no, imagine down, that. Down. Someone she throw a bag over your head, throw you into a van, you wake up in a mansion, and she's in lingerie. You'd be like, hey, that was kind of unnecessary, but
I would have came willingly.
The erection did happen.
And if we endeavor, it's automatically enough.
But the fantasy just stops there. It's a regular ass night after that.
Yeah. Wait, isn't it hotter the deeper you go in the earth?
Oh yeah, what's the oxygen situation like?
Well, you're getting you still have the regular HVAC units. You're getting air pumped into there. Got a safe room with oxygen reserve just in case something does go down.
What about the heat situation?
Well, I mean, if you're in the crust, so I don't know if you how much you would need additional heat, but if you got the HVAC system, that's heating, ventilation, AC, so everything.
Okay. It's a mansion, yeah. You got heat.
But I thought that don't HVACs require like air circulation?
Yeah, but Meg, if it's coming from on the ground, and I said it's in the metropolitan downtown area, they just tapped into somebody else's, you know, HVAC units on the ground, and they're just doing that so they can release the air in the sewers. They can pull fresh air from another business or something.
I'm breathing sewer air.
No, man, I said it's released into the sewer. It can be released into the sewer. So all the
how does it come in is what I'm saying. You underground.
Listen, if you can afford to build a mansion underground, you can afford to get some damn air down there. Y'all worry about
she want me to bring out the deed and the blueprints for this hypothetical mansion.
I just want to make sure I make an informed decision. So shut up to here, okay?
Wizard, I told you was good. After I said you was good the first time, you should have been good, nigga.
We don't got to scientifically describe anything. We don't do that in any of the other ones.
Where do we draw the line? Salad to here.
Where do we draw the line?
It was a chicken salad, man.
Whatever.
I'm with the mansion underground. That shit sounds
You had me at underground pool. That sounds tight.
Mm-hmm. Underground pool. I mean, you can have that goddamn ceiling for the pool and the jacuzzi, like I could project the screen too. You could change that to the sun or to the moon or whatever the fuck you want to do. Have that shit dope as hell.
And what if you had your underground mansion right next to it? What is that underground highway that Elon Musk is building in LA?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want it there.
No, I'm saying it'd be tough because then you could like it'd be easy for you to get your car there.
Yeah, but you get, I mean, like you do it too close to something and then you jeopardize people knowing where you are. This is a secret underground mansion.
If I have an underground mansion, I don't want no underground highway. I'm not driving nowhere. I'm going
helicopter.
There. No.
Underground helicopter.
I'm not fucking with helicopters.
That should come out the mountain. Underground helicopter.
Because first of all, this is all fake. So I'm going to have it all hollowed out in a circle with a mountain on top. Have that bitch fly out the top like Power Rangers every morning.
Oh, and it's gonna open up like.
Yeah. Pterodactyl face ass.
I have an anime intro every morning.
He did not say you was rich. He just said you. That is
underground mansion.
You over here adding all this other stuff. It ain't thinking about no Power Rangers mountain, nothing.
It ain't gonna be shabby, but down there.
Right, it's gonna be exquisite.
The nigga got an underground mansion with all Big Lots furniture. That'd be wild as fuck.
All half built IKEA furniture.
The nigga got all patio furniture inside of the mansion. Like, why do you see this? They got no cushion, nigga.
Yeah, he got a twin size bed.
It's like a car bed down there. Like, nigga, who designed this place?
So this is all that can fit down here. So,
nigga, what if it's cots? What if it's not even bed? It's just every bedroom.
Car bed is hilarious, though. Have y'all seen that car bed that could drive?
No.
What you mean?
They have a car bed that you could like it like moves like a power wheels around the room for the kid.
What?
How fast does it get?
You know, little, Pat, like slow as hell.
I know. Look at Pat. He was like, "Now, how long do you have to be to lay?"
That'd be crazy. Like if a chick was trashing bed and you like, "I'm out of here."
She's still next to you. Where can I drop you off?
At the front door. Take ass right to the front door.
You driving to the front door?
My God.
Please give
don't
me
even wake
stars.
Up, though. Drive to the front door. Just lay back down. All right, holler.
hit that little lock on your way out. Hit that little lock on your way out.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I can really driving see that Pat with that kind of bed. Pat, you would really have that bed.
Driving it to the fridge? Is that what you said?
You hear driving to the refrigerator? Give me a quick sandwich real quick. Yuggies down.
That's when you fucked up. If I'm that rich, nigga, I got a refrigerator in the bedroom, goof ass.
Nah, you design the hallways for the car. So there's like drift. And angles and shit like that, you can just drive everywhere in your bed.
I bet you that car bed goes so slow. You better off walking, okay?
Nah, it does get slow. To clock 60.
It goes 60?
I want it to clock at least 60.
You fucking up everything in your house.
There's no way.
60 miles an hour.
Let's put it to a vote. What are we doing? We doing the studio or we doing the underground mansion?
Underground mansion. We didn't give no pros to the studio.
We did. We said if it was by the beach or something.
We loaded the mansion.
I lived in
up.
A studio. That shit was enough.
I did too, girl.
That shit was trash. I'm going to be underground.
Last topic right after this. All right. One forever. I'll explain more after I give you your options. New York versus LA to live. Now, here are the caveats. You can visit other cities in that state, but you can only live in the two cities I provided. And you can't travel anywhere outside of the state. So there's no overseas traveling. There's no vacation travel. You can only travel to other places within the state, but you have to live in one of those two cities. New York versus LA.
No disrespect, but
it's easy.
LA, because also California is huge.
That's because none of y'all have even lived in New York. Like, you don't.
I mean,
even
I lived there for three
I
months.
Lived in New York.
3 months? Shut up, Meg. Get out of my face.
That's a visit.
Get out of my face.
That's exactly because New York sucks to live at. Okay, let's be real. Okay, let's be all the way real. The cost of living is stupid. And there's no like everybody lives on top of each other. It's dirty as F. It, I mean, yes, the food is amazing and the amount of culture in that place, there's nothing like it. But come on now, to live the rest of your life.
You've been there for 3 months and you made a
and
whole
I go visit every
that's
the car bed. All the bed.
One of them, it's like a monster truck bed. It's, you know what I'm saying? And they got a
no,
dog ass
I'm not,
ta-
I'm not taking no like New York slander for people who have not lived there.
It's not slander. You don't even live there.
I'm trying to move back, bitch. What are you talking about?
You don't like
you trying to move back to?
I am.
Brooklyn, hey, listen. I just want
to
I
would go to
out.
Harlem, though.
California has, California is huge, right? And even though it doesn't have as much culture per se as New York, it has a lot of culture. And in California, you can get, live in LA, so you got great weather for the most part year round. You got San Diego 2 hours away. And if you want to do snow, you can go up to Big Bear, which is just 2 hours from there. So you can get everything you can that you want.
And I've done none of those things since I've been here.
Who's that's a personal thing.
But New York has the beach, and New York has the mountains too to hear.
If you could take a subway up to the mountains, Lulu would have gone.
Y'all got no culture out here. The only thing that's good is the weather. And career-wise, nothing else.
Those are amazing. Two amazing things.
No, because even the weather's been trash out here for the past 2 months.
That's the
Lulu, first time in like
Lulu
50 years.
I see skiing some Tims. So on the mountain, like, la, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Mad brick up here.
But I will say, New York, the food is amazing in New York, and the culture.
Hell yeah.
Just...
The culture is amazing. The people is amazing.
The entertainment
like,
is amazing.
It's a way different
that they
place,
do, yeah.
Man.
Broadway, all of that is amazing. And
you
I'm
could do stand-up
LA,
like 80 dude. Times in one night in New York. Like, it's not the same in LA. You cannot do that. It's impossible. Like,
you know,
y'all got
though,
trash.
The reality of it is, for me, Lou, when I was staying in New York, I always felt the pulse of the city. And the pulse of the city is very much like hustle. Like, it's very mm-hmm. much get up and go. And that's like at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, mm-hmm. there is no real calm time to the city, I feel like. And that's what I was
gotta go get
when
it.
I moved there. I hear you. I'm just
yeah,
I'm just explaining my opinion and my view. That's it. I'm not trying to make it for everybody.
Listen,
this is just me.
And weed is now legal in New York. So
is it?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
There's dispensaries everywhere.
It's legal, but it's not good yet.
It's mid. It's very mid.
I've been seeing that Delta shit everywhere.
What Delta?
That's what they have Delta in Georgia. Delta 9.
The Delta 9, the Delta 8.
What's that?
Fake
it's
weed.
It's like liquor store weed.
Yeah.
It's like one molecule or whatever away from like actual weed. So because they can't sell weed legally. So they get away with like
diet weed.
Yes, basically.
Look, it's like if weed is liquor, Delta 8, 9 is like the beer of weed. Like it's still crack a Delta 9 and relax.
Like a seltzer.
Yeah. Call a weed cooler. A little weed cooler.
Weed light. It should look dangerous too. It looked like the like them white rhinos, them pills, and that be just right there at the liquor store.
At the gas station?
Yeah, and it's like I'm not taking that.
This nigga never get hard again after that initial hardening. Your nigga's like, fuck you. After last night, man, fuck you.
I had a dude take a pink elephant. Well, I think it was called pink elephant or some shit. He lost his mind. He was upset for the rest of the night.
Why? What did it do?
Why was he upset?
Because his dick wouldn't go down. I was happy, but he wasn't.
I'm about to say, why you ain't? Okay, I got you.
But I did it. I was tired. I had to take a break. I got some Gatorade, came back. Like,
that was a liquor store pill?
It was like, it's called Pink Elephant or some shit like that. Pink
why is it all, it's white rhino and pink elephant? That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Sounds like ecstasy.
I know what I'll stick with. But they might not be sponsored on this video, so I'm not going to say it. No free promo, my boy. Those days are over.
No free promo, my boy.
I forgot the question. What was the question?
I mean, I don't know, because I've lived in both. And both is just different. It's like whatever you trying to do at that time makes sense, you know? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm too country for New York. I like New York, but it's I'm too country for it.
You don't even live in LA now, man. You don't.
Girl, I've been almost for 7 years, and I come back every month.
What's your visiting ass?
Hey,
got it. I just be visiting. You know?
What's your visiting ass?
I live a life of visitation. I love it. I'm everywhere.
Meg got dogs. Nah, she didn't settle in. Her little country life, Meg is like, my
dog's plural.
I'm trying to get chickens, yo, because the price of eggs is disgusting. Okay.
How much does a chicken cost?
I don't know. My friend had some chickens. I was like, whoa, she has so many eggs.
Keon got some chicken coop.
Keon got a chicken coop at his house.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Keon got a whole bunch of chickens.
I'm on Amazon right now.
You looking for chickens?
I wouldn't be surprised. You might be able to, you could buy some pretty crazy shit on Amazon.
Wow. I know you can buy crickets on Amazon.
You can buy a house.
Can you?
Yeah. Because my homegirl, she was mad at how this dude did me one day. And she was like, girl, I'm going to just order a bunch of crickets and send it to his house. And then when he opened it, he going to have hundreds of crickets in his house. He ain't never going to get that shit out.
Look.
That's so specific.
It was very brilliant too.
Six baby chick eggs are $30 for six of them.
Whoa.
Oh, so then you hatch your own chickens?
Mm-hmm.
I just typed in live animals and it's pretty alarming. You could buy live roaches, 200 large dubia roaches.
Well, Dubai that's food for some animal.
Yeah, dubia. Those are Dubai roaches.
D-U-B-I-A?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
no, D-U-B-I-A is Dubia. He's right.
Dubia.
But they're called Dubai roaches, though, I thought.
Dubai. Oh, somebody spelled them wrong then.
I don't know, but they
I wouldn't want to buy the eggs because then you got to actually parent and like watch the eggs.
No, they have an incubator on here for $75.
You still got to pay attention and take a, like, you on the road and you traveling. Who going to watch these eggs?
Hey, you can get 2 live hermit crabs next day delivery.
What is that's
so fucking
for
random.
How much?
$13.85.
And this is on Amazon?
You
this
can get six Amazon. Bullfrogs, 6 bullfrog tadpoles that grow into these big ass crazy king bullfrogs for $25.99.
You can resell that and start your own business, or you can start selling animals.
You're a bullfrog breeder?
Yeah, man. Wow. Everybody need a side hustle?
Chicken coop, $129. It looked like a little house.
Oh, that's fly.
That is dope. That's what I need.
No, you can't have
I'm
your
serious. I'm about to get my own chickens because I eat too many eggs and I not get the pasture raised organic. Those are expensive. So I need my own eggs.
All right. Yeah. You could really get animals shipped to you. That's weird.
Oh,
that's
Lord. Crazy. Why y'all tell Pat this? Because you know he going to get something.
I don't want it. No, I don't want any
of
this.
Can we get a
stuff.
Llama?
Llama, $835.
Shut up.
But you gotta get the puppy. It's a puppy.
What?
I'll buy one of them joints. If I had land, I'm buying a llama.
Why? They're kind of gross.
I want to ride one.
I don't think you ride them, do you?
Why you can't you just rent one for that and then?
Because what if I break it?
What?
Then I gotta pay for it, so I might as well get my.
Why own. Would you break it?
I ain't, I'm kind of thick, man. You know what I'm Lou, saying?
You are not that thick that you're gonna break a llama's back.
Pulling up on a llama is kind of cool, though.
I don't know.
No, it's not. Y'all see CeeLo pull up on that horse in the club. That
shit cool. Did not work.
That was ridiculous.
Did he fall? What do you think a llama gonna
do? Yeah.
Did he have video?
Yeah, the horse was scared as hell. They just walked into the club. Imagine the club and everybody's looking and there's like loud music and they don't care that it's a horse. They're just kind of like walking it like, yeah. And the horse folded.
That horse bucked and CeeLo was on the ground. It was rolling Oompa Loompa, okay?
Yeah. The horse was scared. Like, bro, I'm not meant for this. Yes.
When was this? Where can I see this video?
Like last week.
Somebody's birthday party.
Like last week.
I thought it was like he had some type of event, like some release birthday party. He was like, yo.
And I know he was like, yo, this about to be so hard. I'm going to go
up there. You want my alligator?
$25 for a baby caiman.
Wait, what? On Amazon?
Nah. Amazon sent me here. This they little.
Where would you put that?
Their dark Amazon?
Put it in the tank.
It's going to get big.
And eat you.
Put it in a bigger tank. Keep taking that bitch.
Keep taking that bitch.
Hey, if you wanted to get an adult lion, it goes from $5,000 to $15,000. But lion cubs are cheaper. They're between $1,600 and $15,000.
I want one.
Baby lion for the low ski.
Hey, I've walked into an exotic pet store that had illegal shit. Like a black market pet store in Detroit.
Out here?
Back in the day. No, oh, back shit. In Michigan. Outside of Detroit. And I've seen a lion and a tiger for sale in that bitch.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Do they have prices on them like cars?
I don't remember. Like, I was like a kid, so I don't remember exactly how much they was costing. But, like, they was like, and they was playing together, just wrestling. A lion and a tiger playing together.
I wonder
together.
If they have tags on them like a store. Like, we try to run out the store and the alarm go off. Like, they got a little alarm tag.
The ink tag?
The business explode.
What if they had the little grocery store things? You had to go like, boop. So how's your day going? Boop. Like, I just bought 2 tigers.
My day's great. Great.
Great.
My day is great.
Oh, shit, let's put it to a vote, man. New York LA. Or L.A.? Where y'all staying for the rest of your life?
L.A.
L.A.
To live and die in L.A.
I've never lived in New York, so I'm going to have to say L.A.
I don't know, because like I said, I'm currently thinking about moving back to New York.
Atlanta.
Nah, girl, we talked about this. I don't know
you
about
you started coming here. You ain't going back.
I was thinking about it, but now I was like, it's kind of slow. It's slow as fuck down there, and...
Girl,
that shit get boring. I stayed there I visited for 2 weeks and that shit was boring. That shit was boring as fuck. Oh, I don't know, because I would never want to raise kids in LA. So I would want to raise my kids in New York. So
then pick New York.
I'm gonna say New York.
Okay, New York.
Brooklyn to the death for me. You feel me?
Yeah, as it should
Brooklyn
be.
Soon.
But LA has it on that one. The LA wins on that one, man. Thank everybody for pulling up and watching with us today. Thank you, OG Squad. We got CP, Lulu Gonzalez, Mary School, Patrick Cloud up to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Great.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.